You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Jan Sterrett of Heritage Life Skills. Enjoy the show. I know your kids are all older, but let's say that they were still school-age children. Would you send them to a school, a public school that's advertised as being a gun-free zone?
Well, again, it goes back to what part of the country are you in. Here in Western North Carolina, yeah, my kids all did go to public school.
Of course, that was in a different age.
My grandkids are in public school.
Yeah.
I wish my daughter would pull them out and homeschool, but she teaches at the college, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, talk to them about getting the teachers in there to be able to carry. You know, it could happen anywhere. We have been fortunate here, but that doesn't mean it won't happen.
And
I just need to
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Gun control is only one of the issues that's deepening the divide between right and left. And we've never had an election that was as contentious as the 2016 election. And with names like Oprah and now George Clooney being touted for 2020, I don't expect that that's going to be a much less contentious election cycle. Do you think that we'll eventually hit a tipping point? Could you see a second American Civil War in our lifetime?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. There's a lot of people that are talking that. You know, that's Bill's part of this, you know. I can't.
Yeah, but you could tell us maybe what we need to ride out something like that, because if we have a sort of a civil conflict like that, you're going to need what? Food storage? You're going to need deep stores of ammo. You're going to need communications, and you're going to need community. That's all stuff that you focus on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got radio communication classes, definitely the food storage classes. You know, there's just so much you need that. And once you start down what I call a rabbit hole of preparing, you're always finding something else that you think you're going to need. I can tell you what you're going to need is go to your house and turn your breakers off for 3 days. You're going to find out real quick what you're going to need. You know, you'll need camping stoves. You're going to need lights. It could be solar lights, could be a solar generator. It could be, you know, the gas generators, but then when the gas generators run out of gas, then what are you going to do? You know, wood stoves, one of these little, the power spot generator would do a small ceramic heater. So you may have to confine yourself to one room in your house in order to keep warm. In fact, that's another, people ought to be looking up what's called the grand solar minimum and all the storms and everything that are going on. What I heard the other day was, I believe, all the storms out in California, the crops, we're going to lose a lot of the crops, so therefore there's going to be food shortages. There will be possible famines. So people need to be buying their food and getting it stored now. I mean, I've got people coming in buying stuff by the cases, those that are aware. Everybody else, you know, just thinks Oh, well, I've got plenty of time, but I don't think you do.
Have you seen a lot of complacency come into the preparedness movement since President Trump was sworn into office?
From the day of the election, yes, business just dropped drastically. So, and well, of course, it was very panicky because they thought Hillary was going to get in. And everybody was panicking and buying. But now that Trump's in, oh, everything's good. Stock market's up, unemployment's down, everything's good. Don't worry about the North Koreans. Don't worry about the corrupt government. You know, it is mind-blowing that there are more people that don't see what is coming down the road and that they better be ready for it. I mean, yeah. What would you do if there was an... I'm just watching now a TV series called Jericho.
Okay,
that was back,
show.
I guess, in the 90s.
Yeah, we love that. That's our favorite show.
Yeah, okay, so here's all these nuclear bombs set off. Do you know how to protect your family? Do you know how to plastic and duct tape your windows and your doors to keep the radiation from coming in? Have you got food? Let's talk pandemics. Do you have enough food if there's a pandemic that you can quarantine yourself in your house for 30 days and not let anybody in or anybody go out? Have you got enough of everything to keep you going? Because remember, if something like this happens, what you have in your house is the only thing you have. If you've got shingles or something that blows off in a storm, have you got nails that you can go back and nail those shingles back on? Because the stores are going to be closed. You don't have anything. So what you have in your house right now is going to have to last you a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And if you don't have building supplies, food, lighting supplies, medical supplies, your medications, dear gosh, get your medications or learn the herbs and learn what you can take in place of your medications if you run out. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Truly is.
You spoke about pandemic. You spoke about pandemics. The CDC reported, and like you said, we never know when we're being lied to and when we're not, because you know they're always trying to get dish out some propaganda to make everybody want to get vaccinated. Shot up with thimerosal, you know, which is a mercury derivative, and you know, supposedly they have to have that in all of the vaccines to keep them from going bad. I think there's got to be a better way to preserve them than to put mercury in them. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti shooting my kids up, shooting myself up, shooting my wife up with mercury. That's a known, you know, that's the whole reason that we can't throw those little squiggle light bulbs, which I don't know why they gave us those little squiggle light bulbs in the first place, but they came out with the little squiggle light bulbs and you can't put them in the garbage can because they're too much of a hazard for the landfill, but you can have them in the house with your kids and they're filled with mercury, and you can shoot your kids up with vaccines that are loaded with mercury, and that's okay. it's really weird, but I got off on a rabbit trail there. But supposedly, 4,000 people died in the third week of January from the flu
or flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
You got to get that flu-like because they're hyping it as the flu. I mean, I like conspiracy theories, okay? So this is all a conspiracy to get people to take those vaccines. Yeah.
But we could have.
Don't get me going, Mark.
We could have some type of a virus that mutates another run of the plague, or you know, they had those folks, I don't know, I think it was in Africa, where they were digging up dead people and dancing with them, and the plague was having an outbreak there. And, you know, you just never know. I mean, that hasn't been around for a while. And, you know, things like that, they mutate. And the reason they're saying that the this year's flu vaccine's not working is because it's a bad match, because from the time they made the flu vaccine for last year's strains, it's mutated and it's changed, and it's not being affected by last year's strains, which this year's vaccine is based on that, but yet they still want you to go get that you know, get vaccinated against last year's strains, even though they're not the ones that are going around.
8%, it's good 8% of the time. I don't think so.
And you know, and that's another one of those.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah,
I use colloidal silver, and one thing that again, this is all stuff I've heard, I can't verify, but I understand that when they had the Ebola breakout in Africa, somebody took over colloidal silver, and that's basically what stopped the epidemic over there. But they won't tell you that. And, of course, you can't get any physicians to say, oh, yeah, it's a good idea, but I've got many, many stories of people where the colloidal silver has helped or cured different things.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. And there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, I'm going to wait until I see the pandemic spreading, and then I'm going to order all my survival food. You were in the business. You were stocking shelves in the weeks and months and days before Shemitah. Can you tell us what it was like trying to get product? Let's see, that was... was that 2015? So that was September of 2015. Can you talk to us what it was like trying to get your store shelves stocked and to find product in
the month before that? The people were in here. I mean, they were buying 20, 30 cases of food at a time, which was good. But there were other people in here that were panicking, and they're like, oh, my neighbor said I need this, and grabs it off the shelf. My neighbor said I need that. They had no clue what they were getting, how they were going to use it, or, I mean, it was, you know, you're like, okay, slow down here. Let's see what do you need? You know, why are you getting this? And so sales were great, but to try to restock the shelves, it took us 4 months before our shelves were back to normal. 4 months. Right now, because of hurricane whatever down Houston, we put an order in for Mountain House in September. And last week, I finally got the end of my order. They were that far out of stock on all the food. So people who think that oh, when something happens, I'm coming to your store. Well, one of two things. Either there will be no food here because it's been purchased, or I won't be here and you're going to be out of luck.
Right.
I will not be here. I mean, when it hits the fan, I'm out of here.
Right. Yeah, you've been sounding the alarm for 8 years and telling everybody, and it's not so you can be there on doomsday and ring the register for a dollar that's likely collapsing.
Exactly. And I have so many people come in, they say, "Yeah, well, my neighbors say, well, I'm just going to come to your house." And I tell them, "Hold your hand out. Tell them to give you $1,000. You will buy food for them, But if they don't pay you for the food, they better not plan on coming to your house. And that's just, I mean, you're not going to take food away from my family that I have worked for and budgeted for and put up so that my family is going to be safe. And you think you're just going to walk in here and eat half my food? No, it's not going to happen. That's, again, where you're going to have to make some major decisions. This isn't a fun game. You know, it's people better take it seriously.
And talk to us again about a few more of the classes that are going to be offered at Heritage Life Skills. I know Skinny Medic's going to be there. He's going to be teaching a trauma class.
Stop the Bleeding.
Paul Munson's going to be there. He's the solo Paul oven guy. We've had him on the show a few times. I think that's absolutely one of the best things people can have. Of course, I live in Florida right now, and you know we get a lot of sunny days. You know, 350 sunny days a year or something like that. So that's right. Something we can almost always use it. But you know, even somewhere like the Carolinas, you know, you've usually got more sunny days than not that you're able to use that, and it's an option for you to use at times. And you know, I got one of those from Paul, and we got it out, and we made chicken and beans and rice with it, and really, really easy to use, and it cooked a lot faster than I expected. I thought it was going to be something where you had to set it out there and let it sit all day. But man, no, we cooked beans, which you know, if you're cooking beans, dried beans on the stove, you got to cook those for about 2 hours, and I think we cooked them in 3, and the rice, which usually takes about 20 minutes, maybe took 40, and the chicken, I think we cooked it for about an hour, and we made a really, really nice meal.
Yeah. Well, I've done pot roast in it, and I bake bread in it, and of course, cookies, you know, for demonstrations in the store, I do like the cookie dough from the store and just slice it and put it out there. It's like 12 minutes in the sun oven. And one time I got busy in the store, left it in the sun oven for 45 minutes. When I went back out, they were not burned. They were crispy, but they weren't burned. So you could go ahead and eat them. So the sun oven is great. We also have, I think the people from GoSun are coming, and they'll bring their GoSun and do demonstrations with that.
And then Forrest Gavin of Prepping Academy, he's going to be there. He's, you know, been on his show before, and he's a great guy. So really, really great people that you're going to have there giving classes. It's not just a big fair to buy stuff. I mean, there'll be stuff there to buy, but this is going to be a lot about skills, which I think is one of the things that's people really need to get, because you know, if you're one of the lucky few that are the first in the door to get the stuff when the pandemic breaks out, and you know, if you're the first guy in the store with a wad of cash and the credit card machine's down, you know, maybe you'll luck out and get your stuff. But the skills, that's absolutely something you're going to either get them before you need it, or you're not going to get them at all.
Right. Well, we've got classes on cheese making, bread making, soap making. We're going to do a gluten-free class. We've got one gentleman driving up from Florida to teach the Sharing the Harvest class, and he is incredible. He's got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of Special Forces guys teaching situational awareness, patrol movement techniques, operation orders, land navigation. It goes on and on. The classes are everything that you're going to need. There's edible and medicinal plants, dehydrating, rainwater catchment. We've got two girls going to be making all the pioneer food, the hardtack, pemmican, depression bread, and flatbreads. We got on and off grid solar systems. We got tinctures and salves, shelters on the go, homestead planning. And of course, Franklin Horton will be doing his How to Make a Survival manual. So if folks haven't read Franklin's books, I mean, all these guys have got the techniques and items and things that you're going to need. Like in your books, you got to have this stuff and how to use it. So people need to be reading.
And Jan, for the folks that live in the Waynesville area, what's the location of your store, Carolina Readiness?
Okay, we're at 72 Montgomery Street. We're a half a block off Main Street. And if they know the Sweet Onion, we're a half a block from the Sweet Onion and Mass General Store.
And tell us the dates one more time for Heritage Life Skills. And I guess that if folks are planning on coming, they need to be planning to come now because accommodations. Waynesville's not Atlanta.
No. And I just today got notice that one of the hotels that I think that we have the special rates in is booked. One of the, like Lake Junaluska that we usually use, they're renovating, so they do not have any rooms available. People can go online to, the Waynesville area. There are a lot of motels that I just don't have time to contact everybody.
Yeah.
But they can do that, or they can do the B&Bs. There's a lot of, I think on Airbnb, there were a lot of folks that, will open up their house for the bedroom or the whole house.
Yeah.
A lot of them doing that.
And then worst case scenario, folks can always go to Asheville, which is a really,
right.
If you don't mind, if you can ignore the politics there for a little bit, it's a pretty city, but like any major city, it's a majority liberal and it's got its own flavor of liberal there. But there are plenty of hotels there, and that's about an hour drive from Waynesville. Is that right?
From Asheville, 30 to 40 minutes usually.
Okay. All right. So that wouldn't be so bad if you couldn't find accommodations in Waynesville. You can always go to Asheville and book a room.
Right. Or Maggie. Maggie Valley's got a lot of motels.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They'll be open that time of year. And of course the pricing for the seminar goes up as we get closer to the date. So they have until the end of February right now to get the early bird special of $100.
Oh yeah, we'll probably be airing this after that. So
okay. Well, it's 120 then if they get it in by March 20th, or 135 after April, up until April 20th, and then it goes to 150. So get it in early, and that way we know how many are coming and how many chairs to put in which classroom. Thank goodness for my daughter, because I do the recruiting and she has to do all the logistics and, figure out how many in which room and which one gets the PowerPoint. And so, yeah, it's a big job.
Well, Jan, we sure thank you for everything that you and Bill are doing for the Prepper community, both with Carolina Readiness and with Heritage Life Skills. I'm really looking forward to coming to Heritage Life Skills. As most of my listeners know, we just had a baby, so we're not going to be able to exhibit this year and just be a little too much on Grace and Mama and maybe even Papa too. But we'll certainly be trying to exhibit next year. But we will be there. I'll probably be there on Saturday. I think Saturday evening. There's going to be a thing specifically for authors so they can come in there. I'll be around. And, of course, a lot of the authors that you mentioned, Franklin Horton and Bill Fortune and I think Jeff Motes, who's been on the show before, he's going to be there, and Angry American. And so we'll all be there. And so
Steve Bird. Yeah, Steve will be there. Franklin. Scott Hunt, Johnny Jacks is going to be there. And we have a new girl, Linda Zern. She's coming. She's got a new book out. So there's a lot of excitement going on. Spencer Bolajak will be there. He's local. And he has got some great classes. So we have self-defense classes. I mean, it just goes on and on. So tell them to go to the website, CarolinaReadiness.com, and they can download the form, which will give them the dates and times for all the classes and the fees on it.
Fantastic. So we'll be there. We'll be there on that Saturday. So and I'll probably be walking around some. I'll have on my my black Prepper Recon polo that says Prepper Recon on the side. So if you see me walking around, come out and say hi to me. And Jan, thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The Days of Elijah, Book 4, The Seventh Vial, by bestselling author Mark Goodwin, is now available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition. The ultimate battle, which will decide the fate of heaven and earth, has finally come. Everett and Courtney Carroll have fared better than most through the past 7 years of the Great Tribulation. But the eve of Armageddon refuses to let them live out the last hours of this present age without conflict, trouble, and persistent peril. The Bible has prophesied of the seven vials of God's wrath, the final judgments which will utterly destroy what's left of a decimated planet. These calamities will bring a plague of festering boils upon the followers of the Antichrist. Rivers and seas will turn to blood, and a global earthquake will raise the cities of the earth to the ground. All of this in the midst of the war to end all wars. It won't be the first time they've been trapped between a rock and a hard place, but it might be the last. Don't miss the final chapter of this end times sensation. Get your copy from Amazon.com today.